The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Today's daf has been dedicated by Mr. Uri Nidam, Hashem Yishmeru V'Hayehu, in honor of all the members of the Minyan, all the members of the Daf HaYomi, and in honor of the Rabbi, Tiskel Mitzvot. May he continue to succeed. Atzlaha v'arvaha b'chol ma'asi yadav. Amen. Nidarim daf chavteh. Today's daf is being sung in Nishmat Avram ben Esther. רוח השם תרחנו בגן עדן, אמן. תראי, זאת בין רפואה שלמה, יוסף בן שרה, שלמה בן מרים, שאול חי, גבריאל בן שרה, ותינוק בן דינה. אין הרפנה להם, אין הרפנה להם, אין הרפנה להם, פתא נפש ותגוף, פתאם קרבה לבו. כן יראה סומן מר, אמן. We continue the Gemara, we are starting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom. הרי נטיעות האלו קורבן. Okay, what do we say in the Mishnah? We learned the Mishnah that said that these נטיעות are going to be a קורבן עד שיקססו. They're going to be sanctified until I cut them. Let's just study that one case. It's going to be sanctified until I cut them. So the din of the Mishnah was in naim pidyon. It's not shayach to make a pidyon. They're not redeemable. What does this mean? So we have a fantastic machloket over here in the Gemara. Gemara says, so the Gemara says, what do you mean? Forever? Which means when you told me in the Mishnah, in naim pidyon. I can never make pidyon on them? Why not? Which means the language of the Mishnah was that the ought should be Kodesh Ad Sheyiksetzu. Now, after I kotsets them, which means they should have Kedusha, let's say, right away, Ad Sheyiksetzu, and at some point, they should be able for me to make a Pidyon. I don't know when exactly, it's going to be Mahlokim the Gemara, but they should be subject to Pidyon at some point. Mm-hmm. Why does the Mishnah just say conclusively, and I am Pidyon? So the Gemara right away says, Ul Olam, mean forever? Look at the Ran. Pirush pitmiha. You cannot have a pidyon on these items. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar bar peda. Bar peda says, Pedaan chozrot vekodshot. Pedaan chozrot vekodshot. Al chiksitsu. Niksitsu podan pamahat vedayo. Bar peda. Till you cut it, it's Kodesh. Make a pidyon, kedusha comes right back. Make a pidyon, kedusha comes right back. Until you cut the item, you can make pidyon, but the pidyon's not going to do anything. It's going to just bring the kedusha right back to the item. Once you cut it, now you make one final pidyon, and it's over. That's the dinim. You should end the pidyon before they're cut. Mashiach, and once they're cut, now you make one pidyon, and it's finished. What's the sevara on this? Ran. אמר בר פדאה, פדאן חוזרות וקודשות. כלומר, כי קטני אין להם פדיון, היינו כל זמן שלא נקססו. As long as they weren't cut yet. ולאו לממרה שלא יהיה להם פדיון כלל. Not to say that they're not going to be פדיון at all, כלומר שלא יהיה פדיונם נתפס בקדושתם, דאם כן, מהי חוזרות וקודשות. Which you don't think when it says אין להם פדיון, that it doesn't have קדושה at all on it. No, ודאי, there's קדושה on it. That's why the Gemara said חוזרות וקודשות. When you're going to make pidyon, the kedusha just comes right back. Elachi kamar, ein lem pidyon lo tzian mikdushatam negamre. That's the point. They don't have a pidyon to remove the kedusha off of it conclusively. Pidyon, kedusha just going to hit right back on. Why? Elakevan damar ad sheyiksetzu, hareu keomer beferush. Harei nitiot elu korban me'ata, vekorban l'shekiyivdu, כל זמן שלא יקססו, ונמצא פדיונם קדוש כל שעה, לפי שיוצאת הנכונים, אלא שאלתר חוזות וקדושות.
Which is when the guy made that statement, which means they're קדוש all the time from now until I cut them. So therefore, it's like he's saying, no matter what, I made pidyon, goes off temporarily, but right back on. That's why I made that stipulation. Until I cut them, the kedusha is going to be on them regardless of what I do. Even if I make a pidyon, once he cuts them, oh, it's not kedusha. One more pidyon, and it's solved. Comes again when I gives a different shita. The ula amar ula is a different shita. Kevan chenikseisu shuv en podin. He says no. Once you cut them, you don't need a pidyon. Once you cut, because he said the kedusha is going to be until the cutting. Once the cutting comes, the kedusha goes off. It's much according to Ula, it goes off is the way we're going to see bichdi. Bichdi means with nothing. It just goes off automatically. You do not need a process to take off the kedusha off these items. Meshe'ekin bar pedah, He holds what? No, you need a pigeon. Where is... Ula holds, after it's cut, it's okay. Now the question is Ula arguing on Bar Peda before it's cut? Which means, does he agree with Bar Peda that before it's cut, if you pigeon, it just comes right back? And he's only arguing after it's cut is an automatic? Or is he arguing even before? So that before, that also, that what, if you make a pigeon, it goes off.
It comes back.
Is he arguing, does it come back or not, like Bar Peda said? Or is he arguing even on that case? That what, that maybe it doesn't come back. So comes the Ran and answers this question. Look at the Ran. Ula Amar. Kevan shenichsesu, shuf en pigeon. Tisfir aleh she'en kidushatan nimshechet ela ad oto zeman sheknishan. Aber moto zeman ve'edach pak'a kidushata bichdi. Which means it goes up by itself. Good. Now that's on the end. We didn't know, discuss the beginning. וכתב הרשב"א ז"ל, דעולה לא פליג הדבר פדה אלא בלאחר שיכססו. דלבר פדה לא פקעה קדושה בכדי. ולעולה פקעה, אבל עד שיכססו, כולם הפדען חוזות וקדשות. והיינו דקטרי אין להם פדיון. Which means, that's it, he agrees with בר פדה in the beginning. אין להם פדיון. Meaning in the beginning, stay before the next, אין להם פדיון. Podar, chazor v'kodshot. Podar, chazor v'kodshot. The only machloket is when they cut, according to Bar Peda, you need a process. Called pejor, according to Ola Bichdi. Scroll down in the Ran, because he goes into other points, but I want to show you the machloket here. Look at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines on the bottom. Ve'acham gadol, Rabbi Moshe Kartabi, Zal, Cholek Alav, Ve'amar, that they're arguing on both. Since Ula Bar Peda says the kedusha doesn't go off at all, Kamar de pedan chosov v'kodshot. Why did this guy make a stipulation at all that the kedusha until he cuts them? Im lo mach lachad mikan te kedusha tan nefkat memela. If he wanted to just say that, what, when it gets, when it cuts, it's going to go off automatically. Yevshar, the kedusha lo pakal lebichdi. Because that cannot be, because he also kedusha doesn't go off automatically. Vecheman sheken nama lo kedusha nachalti. Why don't you just say these items are kadosh conclusively? What do you say until I cut them? Ve'amar adolam al korak lo mashafilu yivdem kodim sheikhsesu. And he meant to say that the kedusha until I cut them, meaning even if I poder them. The kedusha is going to come right back. Tazuk kedusha tam alim hilka ki katari enem pejon lo baal mat shol yesirichot pejon kishik sesu. The yevshad the kedusha lo peka bechti. That's called pashut, which means the bad peda takes it for granted. After the cutting, badai need the pejon. The mishnah says enem pejon. It doesn't mean after the cutting. Badai the kedusha doesn't go off bechti. For sure you need the pejon after the cutting. And the enem pejon means even if you were put that beforehand, the kedusha is going to come right back. And lomar she'en pejonam mutzem nechodim ad shikisu ve'ola padik ale v'amar. To the heart should exist. Ed Sirichin Pidyon. He says you don't even have Pidyon Bechlav. You know why? The Kedusha Pekah Bechdi. The Chivat Sheken Le'ula Zeh Shne Eman Ad She Exisu. So why did the guy say Ad She Exisu? Why did the guy make such a stipulation? Which means Ad She Exisu, what do you mean? For the Kedusha to go off, the Kedusha is going to go off anyway. Ad She Exisu without it making a Pidyon anyway. That's Pashut. So therefore, what do you say Ad She Exisu? Lo Ba'al Amar She Afilu Yivdem Ya'azud Kedushatam Ad She Exisu El Lomar She Kedushatan Ad Oto Zman. All he meant to say is that the kedusha, if I don't make any pigeons, if I just stay pav and do nothing, and the kedusha will reach the time of ketzitza. Once ketzitza comes, it'll go off. But in echename, if he makes a pigeon beforehand, it'll go off also because he made a pigeon. Which means, according to the Rabbi Moshe Kartavi, the machloket of Bar Peda and Ula is betarte. Number one, if you made a pigeon after, obviously, but Ula says you don't have to. And the Hadush is that even in the Resha, where Bar Peda holds what? Peda'an, Ozer V'Kotchot, the Ula is going to say, no. If you made a pigeon over there, because of the Hadush, and then pigeon means that if you waited out the Tanai, you won't need a pigeon. Because it'll be an automatic.
Rav HaMenuna. So Rav HaMenuna comes along and says, Kiddusha Shebahen Lehechan Halcha. So Rav HaMenuna comes along and tells Ula, where does this Kiddusha just go? Can't put Kiddusha on these trees. Until
the kitzitza. All of a sudden the kitzitza comes, the guy cuts the tree, boom, the kitzitza goes off. How does kiddusha just go off an item? Don't you have to do a process? Which means, I understand the point of bar peda, you got to make a bidyon. Good. But stam, just bichdi, the kiddusha just flies off. How does that work? So the Gemara says, Gemara gives an analogy to this. Uma ilu amar leisha. Take an example of a guy tells a lady, Hayom at ishti. He marries a lady. Ulmahar I at ishti. Then the next day comes along and says, you're not my wife anymore. Me nafka belo get? Did she go out without a process? Which means once already you consecrated the lady. Haret mikudeshet li. You can't just say, I'm out, you're not my wife anymore. You need something to take off the kiddusha. So therefore, same thing over here by the Qurban. Guy comes along and consecrates the Nitiot, the Nitiot of the Din of a Qurban. This kiddusha. All of a sudden, Achiksisu. Make kitzitza. Goodbye. What do you mean? What took off that kiddusha? You need a process, like a lady needs a get to get that kiddusha off. So to look out of this tree needs a process. Look at the Ran. V'chi kiddusha shmem lehechan alka delo sfira lepaka b'chdi. Obviously, the Ravimunah doesn't hold that it's just going to go off. Bichti. Good. So look at the Gemara. Comes Gemara says, Amar l'Rava, mi kam medamit kedushat damim l'kedushat haguf? What are you comparing? You're comparing kedushat damim to kedushat haguf? Are you comparing the case of the marriage to the case of a korban? Kedushat damim pak'a bichti. Kedushat haguf lo paka bichdi, which means there's a major difference. Which means the case of the trees has a status like kedushat damim. However, a lady is considered kedushat haguf, which means like this: when the guy's mekadesh a lady, he's mekadesh a lady for her whole body, all services, everything. She's now subject to the husband, subjugated to the husband for everything. That's considered like kiddushat haguf. So such a kiddushat that goes through the whole body, so to speak. I understand, you need to get. No problem. Mashaken over here, the nitiot were not such a strong kiddushah, we're going to call it. It's like you were asserting the value of the of the nitiot. Right? It's similar to like a korban, where a korban, you didn't sanctify the korban to put on the mizbeach. You sanctified the damim of the korban. So there were damim with the korban. That means the kiddusha didn't go through all korban. You sanctified a part of the korban, the damim of it. So the same thing over here, you're consecrating the damim of the nitiot, so to speak. And therefore the kiddusha is not mitpashet through the whole thing. Therefore it's easy to get it off bichti. A lady? The kiddusha goes, the whole lady is sanctified hekdesh to the husband. So you say, I don't know what your question is, Rav Yirmiyah, Rav Aminuna. You're asking a question over here. What do you mean? How does it happen? Could it work by a lady like this? What are you comparing it? It's not the same. Amar le'Abaye, u'kedushat haguf lo paka bichdi. He comes along and challenges Rava's hiluk. You're coming along and telling me, Rava, that kedushat haguf doesn't go off bichdi. I'm going to show you even kedushat haguf goes off bichdi. She's not only kedushat damim, but even kedushat haguf can just go off. Like that, how? That Tanya, we have a braita. Listen to the braita. Shor ze ola kol lamidyom. Guy says like this: this ox is going to be sanctified as a korban ola for 30 days. Ola har lamidyom. After 30 days, shilamim. It's going to turn into a shilamim. Kol lamidyom ola. So for the first 30 days, has the status of a korban ola. La har lamidyom shilamim. And what happens, just automatically, without any pidyon, any sort of process, it turns into a korban shilamim. V'amai. Kedushat haguf ninu. It's kedushat haguf. Which is the chara. Shouldn't you have to take off the kedushah of the ola and then put the shilamim on it? Right. Here it's just saying, passage of time, it just goes from an ola to a shilamim. So what do you see? Upaka'a bichdi. You see, kedushat haguf even just works like that. Look at the... Look at the Ran. Amar le'Abaye, uktushat haguf lo paka. Efshat le'Abaye de makshe hachi palig name v'sfira le da'omer le'isha hayom at ishti ul mahar i at ishti Tidlimahat nafka below git. Could be that just like he wants to argue by Korban, Kiddushat that goof goes off like that. Could be the same thing with a lady. The guy come along today and say, you're my wife. The next day, you're not my wife. The Efshar, but it's possible. It's possible that we're not going to go so far in Abaye.
Dinihi the sfira le Abaye, the fiddle Kiddushat the goof pak abichdi. However, Ba'omel the Isha, Mode, Tidlimahat lo nafka below git.
Which is, he's going to agree by a lady. You can eat again.
V'ainu tama mishum dechol kinyan she'eno olamit.
Any kinyan that you make that's not a permanent, forever type of kinyan,
kinyan perot bilhud mechri.
So that's like a, call that a kinyan perot. It's a temporary kinyan. Kiduchah besot perek ashtuna gabe mocher sadeh lachavero bezman shayovel noheg. He sells a field to his friend when there's yovel. It's not a permanent kinyan, because you know when the yovel comes, the field goes out.
Hilka gabe hegdesh. Kevan devaday hayir aleik desh damim she'en olamit.
Listen to this here. What says Sefer Adran? By hekdesh, it's possible to make a temporary kinyan by hekdesh.
How?
Kinyan damim. If I sanctify this animal for its value, is that a permanent kinyan? No, because I can take it off.
Yeah.
So any type of item that has a temporary kinyan in it, even if I did the permanent kinyan of kiddushat aguf, the kiddusha will go off bichdi. Masha'enkin, in the case of a lady, could you be koneh a lady temporarily?
No.
The kinyan of a lady is kinyan olamit. So such a kinyan aguf, even Abaye will be modeh, you need to get. Cannot go off bichdi. You understand the hailuk? Which is in the kinyan itself, if you find some weakness in the kinyan, even when you're going to use the strength of the kinyan, already it's a weak type of a kinyan. Therefore, no of bichdi. Kinyan aguf by korban, according to Abaye, has a weakness. Why? Because it's a type of kinyan by the korban where you can get it off. I can make kinyan perot, kinyan damim on this. I'm making kadosh for money. Like pijon, goes off. So therefore, since already you can get it off, so therefore I'm going to tell you that in this case, for example, why stipulated? Korban ola for 30 days, then I want it to go into a shilamin. It's goof. Doesn't matter. But since you see that there's a case in kinyan of korbanot that it can go off. Yeah. It's not a kinyan olamit. Mashaykin kiddushin. So that's what I want to say. Abaye will agree by a lady. Yeah. Let's read that in the Ran.
Bidinu nameh, since already you see this kiddushat damim by korban, bidinu nameh tetichu kiddushat aguf lezman yadua bilvad. Shefin lote ota kiddushat ila kiddushat damim ari matzir kiddushat damim ka bihekdesh. You do find it by hekdesh, aval b'isha. Kevan di'i lo havya ishto le'olam lo kani bikinyan aguf.
Hey, you can't marry a lady just, you know, for 2 hours, kiddushat is going to go off. It's olam.
The kinyan damim b'isha lo shkehan. Yefshar shete ishto lizman yadua bilvad. Shekol kayyotze baze eno kinyan guf. Ve'yesh lezeh okaha, okay, that means that I have from the Yerushalmi.
So that's basically the not much on the question of Abaye. Listen, Rava, I agree with you, or whatever minuna, I agree with you in your comparison to a lady. A lady, vadai, is not paka'a bichdi. But when you, Rava, come along and tell me that kiddushat hagufs don't go off bichdi, hey, I'm arguing on that. I hold that even kiddushat haguf by a korban, you don't even need a pigeon. It just goes off automatically. What's my proof? Mishnah. Korban shalamim for 30 days, or korban olah for 30 days. After 30 days, I wanted to turn to a shalamim. What happens after 30 days? Boom, it turns to a shalamim. What do you mean? Who took the kiddushah off? Bichdi.
Oh, so comes the Gemara and says, no,
Rabbah will answer. That's your proof in that Mishnah?
Hachav may askinan de amar lidme.
Rabbah says, it's very simple. You know what the case is? When he said that this korban is going to be an olah, and in 30 days going to be a shilamim, he didn't consecrate it kiddushat haguf. He consecrated it kiddushat damim. Now, what does that do for me?
So look at the Ran. Hacha nameh da'amar lidmeh.
Now, what's the case?
Ugon dehavi ba'al mum.
I have a rule now. When can you consecrate an animal lidmeh? Only when it's a ba'al mum. Because if it's a shalim, automatically when you consecrate it, it's for the mizbeah. Just what else? You don't do. Why would you take an animal that's that way for the mizbeah? Put on the mizbeah.
So he says the ilu tam means he's shalim. Afidu amal lidme
Kadosh Kedushat Aguf. Right, even if you said Lidmeh, it's because of why? The Kamala Matfish Timimim the Betka Bayit, Mide Mizbeyah Lo Yatsu. Okay. Now, the Ika Mande Amar. Now, someone learned this question over here, this answer. Dehai Piruka Salik Liraba. The Svira Le Diktushat Tamim Paka Bichdi. Which means this answer really works for Rava. Because Rava wants to say that what? Kiddushat Damim goes off. Bichdi. And it was a very good answer. Which means he's coming along and saying that what? You bring me a question from this Mishnah over here. Which is, let's review what happened. Rava Menuna came along and said, hey, where did this Kiddushah go? He asked on Ula. What happened? This Kiddushah after the Kitzitza. Well, the thing just goes off. Rava comes, it doesn't go off. So Rava comes and says, hey, there's a difference over here. This is like Kiddushat Damim. Which means Kiddushat Damim Aliba de Rava. It's automatic. Good. And that's the way he learns this Mishnah. That's not asking a question, he's just expanding. He's just expanding on Rava. Rava, you made a rule. You said Kiddushat Taguf's cannot go off Bichdi. I'm telling you, Kiddushat Taguf's can go off Bichdi, by the way. So Abaye comes along, Rava comes along and says, no, listen. Kiddushat Taguf's cannot go. And that Mishnah that you brought, it's not Kiddushat Taguf. The kids Kiddushat Damim, the guy sanctified the Korban for the Kiddushat Damim of an Ola. It was a Mum. And he came along, I'm consecrating it for Deme Ola, whatever Ola's worth. And then in 30 days, it's going to turn into Deme Shilamim. That you don't need a Pidyon. So, yeah, which means, no. Abaye's arguing. Abaye's holding, I hold even Kiddushat Taguf, and I learned that Mishnah, Kiddushat Taguf. And if I'm asking a question on you, they're not arguing on the principle of our Mishnah, which means of Ula. Both agree that Ula is right in principle that after the thing is cut, it goes off Bichdi. The question is to what extent? Rava comes along and says, hey, not by a lady, that's Kiddushat Taguf. But Kiddushat Taguf, no problem. So Abaye comes along and says, what do you mean? Even Kiddushat Taguf? I give you a Mishnah. Mishnah said, Ula. Then Shilamim, 30 days, what happened? Nobody did any process, it just happened Bichdi. Rava comes along and says, Mechila. That Mishnah over there is talking about Kiddushat Damim. That's why it goes off Bichdi. So therefore, it's all learning because it goes off Bichdi. Good. Now watch. Ve'ika man de'amar. Ika man de'amar. Te'afilu le'bar peda niha. De'kevan de'magdish le'dme'a askinan mukila bar peda. Kishepedao. Umishumachi haila ale lahar lamidyom kidushat shilamim. Which means some want to say that even bar peda can answer this Mishnah. Now bar peda says kidushat yamim, you need a pidyon. So you know how it'll answer the Mishnah? You made a pidyon. It doesn't say it, but it'll mean. You said it's going to be a ola for 30 days, and then it turns into a shilamim. How would bar peda learn this Mishnah? Kishepedao. You made a pidyon. After 30 days, you have the kiddushah of Ola. I made a pidyon on it. Now I took the kiddushah off, and the shilamim went in there. Right. They continue. Vichitema. Maybe you're going to say Yahi Pshita. Which means, according to Bar Peda, what's the hadush of this Mishnah? Which is, I understand, according to the other shitot, that you're teaching me what? That it goes automatic. Oh, beautiful hadush Mishnah. Goes from Ola. And it's a very big kiddush, by the way, because Ola is even higher kiddushah.
Yeah.
It goes from a higher kiddushah to a lower kiddushah. Big kiddush. But bar peda, according to those shittot, I want to learn bar peda is learning the Mishnah that says what? Well, you made a pidyon in between. Of course. So he says, Nir'eli de sakata chamira shekevan shebesha'ah she'amar le'ahad la midyom shilamim lo haya ra'uy lahul de kiddushat ola lo pak'a bichdi. וכיוון שכן נמא דאפילו לאחר שפדאה לקדושת עולה, לא תעול קדושת שלמים. כמה שמלן לקדושת שלי מתלה תליה וקיימה כי משכחת רווחה חיילה. Which means, you would have thought like this maybe. Maybe when a guy says, listen, for the first 30 days I wanted to, bar peda. For the first 30 days it's going to be an עולה. And then after that I wanted to be a שלמים. I might have thought that those things that you said שלמים is worthless. You know why? Because you're blocked. It's has קדושה ועולה already. The Shilamim cannot get in there, so maybe those words are nothing. And therefore, after 30 days, Nothing happens. You're not bound to do anything. It's not there.
It's still an old
Kamashma. Right. No, if the 30 days will just pick a pigeon and Dubai.
Yeah.
It's not going to turn into a shlemim automatically. Because the shlemim words were nothing. Because you said it at a time where it was blocked by the ola. Kamashma alan. That no, the shlemim is mitlatalia. It's hanging out.
It's waiting.
It just it doesn't have room to go in. But it's there. Once you get the ola out of the way, boom, it enters. And therefore, the big hadush. That don't think that the shlamim words are worthless words. No, the shlamim is valuable words over there. Just hanging out there until you have a chance for it to how pull away the ola after 30 days.
Bingo.
Bingo, it goes right in.
The Maran says, you, Rabbi, you learned the case of the Mishnah, where you want the first 30 days to be an ola, and then after that's going to turn into a shlamim. So you learned the case of the Mishnah. And therefore, it's bichti. You don't need any process. You can just go automatically. What are you going to do with the sefa of that Mishnah? Why, what does it say, the sefa of that Mishnah? Le'ahar lamidyom ola ume'akshab shilamim. Look at the way he said it. He starts off, after 30 days, it'll be an ola, but from now it's going to be a shilamim. Now, I amart bishlama. If you want to tell me, hada bikdushat agufa, hada bikdushat damim, if you want to, now we have two cases here. Now, when you have two cases in the Mishnah, you got to try to find to me a Hiddush, why you need to tell me two cases. So if you want to tell me that one case is Kiddushat Taguf and one case is Kiddushat Damim, so then already I can say, Hainu dit starich lelitan lemit netarte. Tisalka dat achamina Kiddushat Taguf lo pak'a bichdi, Kiddushat Damim pak'a bichdi, amtu leache tana tarte. I could tell you like this. The first case was talking about Kiddushat Damim. And the first case told me, what? Kiddushat Damim is Pak'a Bichdi. Oh, now I need the second case. What do I need the second case? What do I need two cases to teach me Kiddushat Damim is Pak'a Bichdi? You know what the second case is talking about? The second case is about Kiddushat Aguf. Oh, gotcha.
So therefore, it's telling me not only Kiddushat Damim is Pak'a Bichdi, but the second case is talking about Kiddushat Aguf. Oh, so if that's what Mishnah is talking about, even Kiddushat Aguf is Pak'a Bichdi. Which means, but if you're going to learn Ela Iyamat Idividi Kiddushat Damim, but if in both cases are Kiddushat Damim, Lamali Limitni Tarti. And why? Why don't I need quick cases? Because I'll tell you. Hashta, Yeshtomar Miktusha Hamura Liktusha Kala Paka. From an Ola to a Shilamim, which was a downgrade, it goes off Bichdi. Miktusha Kala from a Shilamim. Liktusha Hamura Sulika Limimar. So therefore the Gemara knocks out Rava. Rava, you're out. Which means, according to Abaye's way of learning the Mishnah, Mishnah is very good. I have two cases. You know why I need two cases? Not only Kiddushat Damim is Pak'a Bichdi. Second case, Kiddushat Aguf is Pak'a Bichdi. Beautiful Kiddush. But according to you, Rabbah, that you want to learn the Mishnah's all Kiddushat Damim cases, what do you need the second case for? Once you told me that Kiddushat Damim is Pak'a Bichdi, even in a case where you downgraded from an Ola to a Shilamim, do I need to tell me in a case where you went from a Shilamim to an Ola, that is Pak'a Bichdi? Of course you can. Wait, it's the Gemara's next question. So therefore the Gemara knocks out Rava's interpretation of this Mishnah. Look at the Ran. Bottom Ran on the Amud Rishon. I Amad Bishlama. Hada bikdushat aguf, hada bikdushat damim. Hainu detani tarte. Kilomar, detana sefa legiluy resha. The sefa is coming to reveal me the resha. Shelo tomar davka kiddushat damim paka bichdi kiddushat aguf lo paka lachi tani tarte. Nashmeina dafilu kiddushat aguf paka bichdi. El ledidach, the sefira lach kiddushat aguf lo paka bichdi. Umukmata bikdushat damim tarte lamali vitutav rava. Rava now is knocked out. The vaday shamina meha, the afidu kedushat aguf, pak a bichdi. Hilkach le Rava, lo avya le adure le lav menuna, mai kamedamit kedushat aguf le kedushat damim, the amad esfid kedushat aguf the ektes to pak a kedushat aguf the isha. Which means therefore the way Rava answered was the wrong answer. Because his answer to Rav Menuna was, that, what do you mean? You're comparing a Kiddushat Isha to a case of Kiddushat Damim, mashma, that Kiddushat Aguf, no pak'a bichdi. That's wrong. If he
could have answered Rav Menuna simply. He could have just said, "Elaki avale memad delodami isha lehekdesh mishum de'en ishut lahatzaim." If he would have just answered that, what? That when it comes to ishut, since you don't find a weakening in its kinyan, so therefore it's lo pakabichli. Mashenken by even kiddushat aguf, you find that you have kiddushat damim by animals. So then even kiddushat aguf is pakabichli. If he would have answered like that, good. But he didn't say that. He said kiddushat aguf is not pakabichli. What are you talking? We have a mishnah that's mashma. What is? What she katafti demala? Aval ekdesh itel isman yadua. If you do kiddushat aguf pakabichli, hilchach perka derav menuna leta. Which means, therefore, the question of Rav Menuna is not that. Which means Rav Menuna's question is not a question. Which means he asked the question, where did the Kiddusha go? No, I know where the Kiddusha went. Kiddusha is able to just go off. Bichti, not a problem. Yeah, we just saw now that the Kiddusha goes off automatically. Bichti, koshaki Kiddusha damim. Now the Gemara is going to ask a question according to Bar Peda. Go back to the Gemara. So therefore, Rava is not in his deem. We agree, Rava's right that the Kiddusha will go off, Bichti. But you wanted to say that it doesn't go off by Kiddusha Taguf items. And that, and what's the pshat why it goes off in Kiddusha Taguf items? Because the Korban itself in the category, you see, has Kiddusha Damim also. So it's a weak type of Kinyan. Therefore, we can say by that it goes off, Bichti. So now the Gemara says, hold it. Lema teheveti yufta de bar peda tamar lo pak'a kedusha bichdi. The question is according to Bar Peda, but Bar Peda, you hold even by kedusha damim lo pak'a bichdi. Right? Your case of the Mishnah. The guy made a kedusha on these neti'ot until he cuts them.
Yeah.
So what do we say? Once you cut them, you need a pigeon to take them off. So what are you going to do now? How are you going to learn this Mishnah? Look at the Iran, back to where we were. Three lines in the Gemara. Amar limatayeti ufta de bar peda. Amar lo pakak kedusha bichdi. Klomar, tikevan la korak blaita afilu kedusha tagufi. Tikshi le bar peda. Telo matzi le ukmek kigot shepedaot. Which means like this. Once you're telling me in this blaita, I'm calling it a mishnah or something like that. You want to make two cases. The resha is kedusha damim, and the second case is kedusha taguf. Now the first case I have no problem with is kedusha damim. Bar peda can answer that. We answered it already according to bar peda. It's talking about, we made a pidyon. Start off as a shalamim. I'm sorry, start off as a ola. After 3 days, he made a pidyon. And then he became a shalamim. Bar Peda can answer that. But once you tell me the sefer is talking about kedushat aguf, you can't tell me you made a pidyon. Because there's no pidyon but kedushat aguf. And therefore, how are you going to learn the sefer? The sefer says what? He started off, I want it to be a ola me'achshav. Sorry, lahar yet lamid yom ola umachshav shilamim. If that's kedushat aguf, how does it just happen automatically? And you can't tell me bar peda where you made a pidyon in that case, because there's no pidyon by kedushat aguf. Therefore, bar peda, you're stuck. How do you learn the case of this braita at the braita? I'm calling it a mishnah, but it's a braita. Braita has a braita. How do you learn the braita? Understand? Which means, according to bar peda, now that we're learning this braita, it's two cases. One is Kedushat Taguf. While you'd be able to answer the Kedushat Tamim case with a pidyon, but you can't answer the Kedushat Guf case with pidyon because there's no pidyon by Kedushat Taguf. So therefore you're stuck. How does it happen automatically? So the Gemara says, Amar a papa. So the papa comes along and answers, Amar lecha bar peda, hachika amar. Imlo amar me'akshav shelamim le'achar lamidyom ola have. He's reading into the braita. The braita should be read into like this. Imlo amar me'akshav shelamim, if he did not say, from now it's going to be a shelamim, then le'achar lamidyom ola. Then after 30 days, it'll be in Ola. But he did say it's going to be a Shilamim from now. Therefore, after 30 days, it's not going to be in Ola. Adraba, because Kiddushat Taguf lo paka bichdi. Now, we have to see how you read this, but this is what he's saying.
Again, imlo amar me'achshav shlamim. So there's no shlamim yet in the way. So therefore, after 30 days, the thing becomes an ona. Because nothing's marking it. There's nothing there. So l'chal le'mejom, ona havi. Midi dehavi would be similar to a case. I want to make an analogy. Ha'omer le'isha, hitkadshidi la'achal le'mejom. Be mikodesh me after 30 days. To mikodesh it. Va'afadpishin et akilu ha'ma'ot. Even though the money, let's say, is not here anymore, let's say she spent the money. He gave her the money today. Then, for 30 days. The money's out there. It doesn't matter. The deen is what? The kiddushin is tofes. Now let's see exactly the mechanics of what Rappapa's doing for Bar Peda in the Braita. Ran. Amar Rappapa. Hakika Amar. Im lo Amar me'achshav shlamim. If he didn't say shlamim, get the shlamim out of the way, then what? Le'achar shlamim yom olahavi. Pirush. Sefa atena le'tirutze. Good, we're trying to answer the sefa. The second case of the writer. Aval resha kede kaima kaima. I answered the resha already. Made pejon. Urolam damar ledmi. Ve'lo tekshi le'bar peda. Da bukila be'pejon. Good. Aval sefa mitarzinachi kamar. Le'achar lamid yom olahavi. ומעכשיו שלמים, meaning, לאחר למדיום תעולה כדבריו, אם לא אמר מעכשיו שלמים. That's the opposite of what the Braita said. וכמה שמעלן תרתי. We're learning two חידושים. חדה, דכי אמר לאחר למדיום עולה בלחוד, when there was nothing blocking it. When he just says, after 30 days, the thing's going to be in עולה, חייל. And why would I think it's not חל? ולא תמה כיוון דלא קדוש השדה, לא קדוש נמר לאחר שעתה. You might have thought that, you know, if it doesn't hit now, maybe you can't delay it. תלתה. It's not so. אלא לבטר זמנה נע מחייל, מדעם, זאת מטעם, תאבי עלה אומר לאישה. Just like, can't you delay your קידושין? So just like you could delay your קידושין for 30 days, pending, I can pending also my עולה. That's the idea from Kiddushin, by the way. Because you would have thought, Stam, I didn't do anything with Shilamim. I just come along and say, this Qurban in 30 days is going to be an Ola. You might have thought that maybe that's nothing. Since if it cannot be Hal now, maybe it's not Hal in 30 days. Kamash Ma'alan, you could delay a Kiddusha of a Qurban, Midi Dahavi and Mekadesh Isha, that I could give the money today, and I could let it be Hal later. Continue. וכמש מעלן נמם, what's the second חידוש? דדווקא כשלא אמר מעכשיו שלמים, הוא דאבי לאחר למדיום עולה. Only if I didn't interrupt it with a שלמים, then 30 days later. אבל איכד אמר מעכשיו שלמים, לא אביה לאחר למדיום עולה. It's not going to hit. ומי לי טובה כמש מעלן בה. And a lot of things are being taught to us in this. Number one, חדה, דקדושת הגוף לא פקעה בכדי. Stop right there. When I made it a shilamim now, you know why in 30 days it doesn't become an ola? Because kedushat haguf lo pak'a bichdi. Exactly what Bar Peda holds. That's what the Mishnah is saying. Now, velo tema hayni mili kedusha amura de ola deleta ela afilu kedusha kalad de shilamim lo pak'a bichdi. Not only a kedusha hamura doesn't go off bichdi, but even a shilamim, which was first, which is a weak kedusha, still it doesn't go off, even to go upgrade it to an ola. That's a hadush. Mishumachi nakat kedusha kamaita b'shilamim. That's why I picked the first case, was the first situation was shilamim, which is weak. Ve'lo naktab be'ola, dumiyad de'resha. That's why I picked the weak first, because the hadush of kedusha lo paka wants to tell me even a lighter kedusha in lieu of a higher kedusha will not go off. Mechdi. ולא תם אני מילי אחד אמר שוזה שלמים כל למד יום דבחקות זה קדושה שלמים מתפשטת והולכת שאין לה מונע אלא אפילו כשתפיס בו לאחר מכן קדושת עולה סגל הקמינה חי לה תחי גבדה לא מקלי פקעה בכדיד עד רבה קדושה בטרה מעל יתפה ואבי מקדושה כלל החמורה כמה שמעלה and even if you're going upgrade לא פקעה בכדי ועוד סקן הדוש שקדושת שלמים מיד שחלה על בהמה זו מצאה קדושת עולה שמונעתה מתפשט לאחר 30 יום. Let's stop. When the guy made the Kiddushah of Shilamim,
this Sharamim was blocked to a certain degree. Because at 30 days already, you have an Ola kicking in.
Yeah.
Correct? So I would have thought maybe when you put a Shelamim at the inception that cannot be mitpeshet completely. Sakadatach Amina dechol ki agavna lote bemazun et fesim bekdushat Shelamim ela ad 30 yom. Ad 30 yom. Ela ad 30 yom. Which I would have thought maybe the kedusha of the Shelamim will only go until 30. Till where the block is. And then after that, right, even if it doesn't become an Ola, but the Shelamim is not going to be on it. Because
yeah.
Since at the inception, when you made it an Ola, you blocked it at 30, I might have thought that the Shelamim doesn't go. The duration, yeah? Kamash Ma'alan, Nafiluki Agavna, Kedushat Shelamim Lo Paka Bichdi. It still holds even after the 30. Lo Tema Ani Miliki Shekdim Kedushat Ola. I don't think just in this case when you put the shlamim first, kegon shabat kol shloshim yom shlamim v'al shloshim yom olah. The bikkia gavna dinu shetek kedushat shlamim mitpashet ve'olechet. Ela afilu eka shekdim v'amal l'chash shloshim yom olah. If he started off, let's say, and he said after 30 days olah, and now it's going to be a shlamim. He put the olah first. Like the kamei kedushat shlamim lo meshkehar ravha ela shloshim yom ve'lo tahol yoter kamash v'adechemet shebetoch kede dibur amar. Me'achshav shelamim, hay lale kedushat shelamim, which means, even though he said Ola first, because that's what he did in this case. What did he say first? After 30 days, this Am is going to be an Ola. And now it's going to be a shelamim. So it's even a bigger hadush. Even though he put the Ola first. So now when he said the word shelamim, already it's blocked from the inception.
30.
It's 30, blocked with his words. Hadush, since you said it took a dedibur, still good. ושוב, אין מקום לדושת עולה לחול כלל, ולאו... Now, period. So, by the way, the Ram, which he did over here, is he said, you know what? This last sefa is teaching us a lot of... lot of hadushim. But what about the text here? So he says, ולאו דמשבשינה לה לברייתא. Don't think that we're making a שיבוש in the ברייתא, and we're just, you know, changing the whole גרסאה. Because basically, what's the point of the Braita? The point of the Braita is, if you didn't put a Shilamim, after 30 days, the thing will become an Ola. But if you put a Shilamim, it cannot become an Ola. That's basically the point. Now, fit that in the words. He's El Hakik Amar. Mi She'amar Le'achar Shloshim Yom Ola U'me'achshav Shilamim. Here's the key. Ra'uy Hu She'teh La'achar Lamed Yom Ola. Meaning potentially it should be okay. Potentially where the guy said 30 days ola ume'achshav shelamim, hypothetically ra'ui that it should become an ola. But what? Ela achar she'amar ume'achshav shelamim zeu shemoneya l'kdushat ola shelo tahul mishum d'kdushat shelamim lo pak'a b'chdi. Which means you're reading the Braita in like a potential. Don't read the Braita as a actual din. Read it as it should have been this, but it's not. Which is a little funny way of reading a Braita, but you're reading the Braita like this. You're reading the Braita like this. Shloshim yom ola. Ume'achshav shelamim. So, because you said me'achshav, which means if you just would have said shloshim yom ola, you're fine. But now that you said me'achshav ola, you blew it. Me'achshav shelamim, you blew it. Which means, till that point when you just said le'achar shloshim yom ola, you were good. It was that week to become an ola. But you added the words me'achshav shelamim. Oh, you ruined it.
But it is a shelamim.
Why? And the hadush is, it is a shelamim. Even though it has a cutoff, you might have thought that it doesn't mitpesh. All the hadushim that I told you above. That's the point. Which means, only because you said me'achshav, the ola is not going to kick in. But if I didn't say me'achshav, of course the ola is going to kick in. Which means, right? Me'achshav. Ahal shloshim yom ola. Good. Good. You're good. Everything's perfect. 30 days, going to be in Olah. It would have been a nice situation. But you know what? He said, Me'achshav. Were it not for, read it like this. Were it not for the Me'achshav Shelamim, this would be in Olah. But because you said the Me'achshav Shelamim, it's not going to be. But it's going to be in Olah. But it's going to be a Shelamim. No, the Shelamim is Mitpashed. That's right, but the point is, why? Because Kedushat HaGuf lo paka'a bichdi. So the Gemara continues. Peshita. Now what is Peshita about this? So look at the Ran. Peshita, kilomot. Peshita de mehani ki hatam. Velam male letana la'ashmi'inan. Which means, by the case of Korban, isn't it pashut that it should work that way? Which means, just like a lady, you could make kadesha today, and it to be hot later on. So once I know that deen by a lady, pshita, why shouldn't it work by a korban? Which is, you tell me one of the hadushim of this braita was, that when a guy doesn't have any interference with a shilamim, when he just says, you know, olah for 30 days, it's going to be hal in 30 days. Pshita, which means, do I need a chidush to tell me that that should be hal in 30 days? Why should it be different than the case of kiddushin? Now look at the Ran. The Ran says, v'im tomar, ma'ikam makshe pshita, adraba. What are you talking? Sericha rabba, demi dame. You need a lot. Demi dame? Is it compared? Hatam afal pishin et akelu ma'ot. Over there, the chidush is, even though the money, like kiddushin, there's no more money. She spent the money. But still, it's like there's a shirbudra, she owes the money. She got the money, there's a shirbudra to the money. So with the shirbud, with the money that she owes, because she got it, so therefore, uchtamin atam perika omer. Harizuze, lav lebeve, damia, velul pekadot demen, which makes him mekadesh. Dag mekadesh bishtar, for example. Let's give another example. Let's say a guy was mekadesh lady bishtar. For 30 days. In 30 days. And the shtar got ripped up before 30 days. It's nothing. Because bottom line, when the 30 days comes, she has nothing. The shtar is ripped. It only works by money, because you can say the money is still there because she owes the money, so to speak, so it's a certain shabud. Good. And therefore, continue. ונתקשת כל המלואות, אין המקודשת, משום דחי חי לקדושה, לקשתרה, והכנה, מכיוון דבדבורה בעלמה הקדשה. This case over here, the animal. This animal will be kadosh in 30 days. What are you relying on? Your dibur that you said now. By the time the 30 days comes, there's no words anymore. The words are gone. It's in the air. Stifut, that's a big kadosh, by the way. That's not a pshita. Which means, you tell me, pashut, if it works by kedushin, it works by animals. No! By kiddushin, it works because something's there after 30 days. The shirmud, she owes the money. She got money. That money was there. She owes the money. You know, per se, the money's nitakel, but she got hana'ah. So that hana'ah is something that she got. She owes something, let's say, to the husband. The shirmud, it's a debt. Call it something like that. It's not really a debt, but it's something that she owes. But shake it over here, by the case of the korban, harezeh korban olah in 30 days. And when the 30 days comes, where's those words that he said? Gone. So by the way, that's not a pshita. That is a tremendous chadush. That's what the Ran's asking. I don't think about this question, pshita. It's not pashut at all. So the Ran comes along and says, V'yesh tomar, te'amaskana samich. The Gemara really knew the answer. That's what the Gemara is asking, pshita. Why? De'amar, de'amirato le'gavok, emsirato le'hidyot. We have a rule. It's the rule. When you make something hegdesh to amira, how do you make something hegdesh? Say it. That is hegdesh. Amirato legavoa, just by saying it, this is kodesh. My word, you know what it does? It makes a transfer. Those words are an action. That's like misira lehijot. That's like a regular simple guy taking the item and giving it over to somebody. By korbanot amirato legavoa kimsirato lehijot. The amira, the mere amira, is considered a Mesira. So, knowing that sevara, so, pashut, when I come along and say now, before 30 days, this korban is going to be hal, kedusha, after 30 days, that's already mesira. As if, that's like a mesira, that's like I'm It's like a physical. We don't consider dibur. That's considered, it was like a giving over a kiss of kiddushin. Because I know that rule by Qurban. And therefore the Ran says, Hilkach pshita le delogar amira le gobe kiss of kiddushin disha. Which means, when I give kiss of kiddushin, I made an action. So amira le gavoa should not be worse than that. So pshita, what do you have to tell it to me for? So the Gemara says, pshita. Lo tzericha dehadarbe. You know what the case is talking about? Where he retracted. What's the case over here that he retracted? Which means within...
Lecture mode on.
Within the 30 days, he came along with Ola. He came along and said, I'm out, I back out. Before the 30 days came, he wants to renege on his korban. So the hadush is what? You can't renege. Once already he said it, it's going to hal after 30 days. So the Gemara says, "Hani hal leman damar enam chozrot." That's a hadush court opinion that says you can't back out. Yeah. So that's a hadush. Ela leman damar chozrot. But a court opinion says you can retract. Ma'ika lememar. What's the hadush then? No. Look at the Ran. Hani haleman demar enam chozot pelukta gabe isha beperik ha'omed kiddushin, which is by a case of kiddushin is actually the machloket between Rabbi Yochanan Ish Lakish. Can the guy back out? Which in the case where the guy gave kesef and he says 30 days is going to be hal. It's machloket if he could be back out or not. Wow. So according to the opinion, the Gemara says. According to the opinion that says leman damar enam chozrot, so the hadush is that not only by kiddushin, but who adin by korban, where you just made an amira, you cannot be chozer. Okay, so that's a hadush, by the way. Ela leman damar chozrot, but according to the opinion that says what, you can't be chozer by kiddushin. So therefore, also by korban olah lechaora, you can be chozer. What should be the hadush? Ma'ika lememar. So it's afidu leman damar hatam chozrot. I can say maybe that's only by kiddushin you can be chozer. However, hacha shari da mirato le gavoa kim sirato le jot. I would have thought that maybe when you sanctify korban, it's stronger. You know why? Because amirato le gavoa is like a mesira. I would have thought that maybe when you consecrate a korban verbally, it's not like a mesira. It's even stronger than a mesira. And therefore, I would have said, maybe you could back out by a kiddushin, but maybe by a korban, you can't back out, because it's like what? You gave it over. Go slow. By kiddushin, did I give it over?
Yes.
Can I back out? Yes, according to one sheet, I can back out.
Okay.
But I would have thought that maybe by amira legavoa, it's even stronger. It's not only like a misira, it's stronger than a misira. And therefore, it's a total transfer. And therefore, I would have thought that you cannot back out. Bicha, kamash ma'alan. That no, it's kimisira lehidyot. It's equal. And just like by kiddushin, you can back out. You can also back out by korban. I would have thought it's better. Because it is somewhat better. Because, well, I just make an amira. I said, this korban is ola. Just my words create a transfer. So I would have thought, no, in general, forget about 30 days. If I just say today, I want this korban to be in Ola, what happens? My words transfer something. So I would have thought, wow, I mean, that's such a powerful item. Maybe it has stronger dinim than a regular transaction. Because just words able to do such a thing. So obviously it's working with a very powerful force. So I would have said like this. Yes, by kiddushin, when the guy says, in 30 days, I can back out. When a guy says Hare Korban Zu'ula L'Shlushim Yom, since Amira L'Gavoa Is Kimsira L'Jod, I think maybe it's even stronger in the case of Kimsira. You can't back out. Kamashla, you can. That's the Chidush. Look at the bottom run. Hachash Shanid Amirato L'Gavoa Kimsira Tod L'Jod. Hilkach Afilu L'Madmar Hatam Chozrot Hacha Lo Matze Adarbe. I would have thought you can't be Chozer V'im Tomar V'teve Nami Kimsira. Let it be like Mesira. Akati amay lo matzi hadar bekevan delo chaylik desh ad 30 yom. Tenei dami bekutubot mesiam beshok parazu velo tekne laad dahar 30. Dei kama baagam lo kana wemed bahasiro kana. Hanu davka beshlo chazar bo bintayim. Aval chazar bo vaday afilo wemed bahasiro matzi lem hadar be. Kevan delo kani ad dahar lem yom. You have a regular deen. A guy says that you cannot be konei my parat 30 days. So the deen is that if the guy wants to back out within 30 days, he can back out. Even if the animal is not in his own courtyard, he has the ability to back out. Yeah. Sorry, if you don't hasir, even if it's in his hasir, which is even if, let's say, it's standing in the hasir of the other guy, I can back out because I said 30 days. So why would I think my korban olah, I can't back out? Which even if you want to say it's like a mesira, by a regular case of mesira, I have 30 days to back out.
Yeah.
So why would I even think that by korban I can't back out? כיוון דאש תלו חייל אמר לו מצילים את דבר ויש תלמד איך יאמין כי מסילתו לג'וט בקניין ממש של לג'וט כאמר וכמן דאמר מעכשיו ולאחר 30 יום דמי כלומר דלו מציע דרבה which means like this what if I tell a guy like this I'm selling you this item מעכשיו from now but it's going to be hal in 30 days then I can't back out because I'm telling you it's already hal from now the kinyan is happening now But after 30 days, retroactively, it's hal from now. So I would have thought that amira legavoam kemisira lehejot is a case if I said na'ashav. And just, I would have thought like that, that I cannot be chozer. Kamash ma'alan, that's telling me that what? I can be chozer. Read the Gemara. The Gemara says, cannot.
You cannot.
Cannot be. I said you can. You cannot. So now I'm reading the Gemara outside again. Pshita. Let's go to get the pshita again. Pshita, what are you talking about? In the case where guys had ezra ola after 30 days, of course it should be ola in 30 days. What's the hadush? Lo tzirika da darbe. What the hadush is that? What? When you retract, the retraction is nothing. Just like the kedushin is nothing, by korban ola you cannot retract. What do you mean? Hani halawan amar ena choseret. That's good according to shita that says by kedushin that you can't retract. So the hadush, but not only by kedushin you can't retract, by ola you also can't retract. Elamad amar choseret, but according to the opinion by the kedushin, you can retract. Ma'ika lememar. What's the hadush then? No, even though it says you can be chozeret by kedushin, that's my wife. Hacha by korban, shari damirato legavokim sirato lehejot, and therefore it's stronger. Listen to the point. It's stronger, and therefore it's as if he said me'achshav, and therefore me'achshav even by mesira is korban. When you mean you cannot retract, which is if you're locked in, and that's what the Ran says. Kolomar delomatzi adarbe. Yeah. You cannot retract. V'ha'inu d'mechadshin ashtad d'me'ikara nam yavispira lan t'amira l'gavok imsira l'ejot t'mishum ha'ati makshin ha'pshita. What you got to have to l'mala? D'me'ikara lo avasvira d'adifa t'fe. Originally we thought it's equal to amira l'gavowa. Now we're saying it's more than misira l'ejot, which means misira l'ejot, you have to say the word me'achshav. But when you consecrate a korban, it's as if You said me'achshav automatic. And therefore, even though you can't retract by, sorry, even though you can retract by kiddushin, you cannot retract by korban olah. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen.